You're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on Wednesday, June 18th, 2025 edition. One of the other things that I think is pretty interesting is Governor Gretchen Whitmer is out of the country. Didn't know that. Where is she? What is she doing? What is she out there doing in a different country, giving Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist reins of the governorship while she's gone out of the country? Well, at an event yesterday, I mentioned in the greater Lansing area, Garland Gilchrist was out campaigning to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. When asked about Governor Gretchen Whitmer being out of the country, he said the two will continue to be in, quote, constant communication, end quote. As soon as there's news regarding a special election vacancy in the 35th State Senate District, it will be shared. This was after he was asked specifically about the 35th State Senate District. The main reason Gilchrist was attending the Greater Lansing Food Bank was to discuss budget cuts for free breakfast and lunch, as well as other federal budget cuts that are posing to lower the food benefits program here in the state of Michigan. Well, reporters off the topic asked them specifically about the 35th State Senate District seat that's been left vacant when U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell Rivett, Democrat from Bay City, took her seat in Congress back on January 3rd. Gilchrist said he takes his responsibility as acting as governor very seriously when Governor Gretchen Whitmer is out of the country. He mentioned standing with the Michigan National Guard at a time when the California National Guard has been federalized because of the rioting going out in L.A., President Trump has federalized and taken over control of the California National Guard. Gilchrist says he's standing with the Michigan National Guard. Garland, a little heads up for you. If any type of riots or any protests break out in Michigan to the extent that they are in L.A., Donald Trump can federalize the Michigan National Guard and you can't do a dang thing about it. That statement right there proves to me that this guy is not qualified to be governor of the state of Michigan. He doesn't even understand the powers of the president when it comes to riots. National security, state security. Trump has federalized the California National Guard, sir, because Gavin Newsom refuses to provide for the safety of the people of Los Angeles. He doesn't get it. Well, getting back to the special election, as soon as we have something to share, that will be shared when talking about the special election. Well, the purpose, the reason for the question from the reporters, very simple. Listen to this statement. No governor has taken this long to call a special election to fill a vacant seat in the Michigan legislature since they went full time in the mid-1960s. Well, related news, another candidate for governor, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, said on the Senate floor yesterday that Gilchrist has said that the people in the 35th district deserve to have representation. And this week, with the governor being out of the country, he has a chance to do something about it. He should use his time acting as governor to call that special election. The time for excuses is over. The time for action is now. Well, let's see whether Garland Gilchrist has the backbone, the spine, to stand up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer while she's out of the country. Let's see if he takes the challenge that Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt obviously tossed out on the floor yesterday. Time for excuses is over. The time for action is now. Okay, Governor Gilchrist, acting governor this week, what you going to do? Now, I got a very, I think, very logical explanation why Gilchrist won't do it. 38 state senators, per our Constitution, based on population. Well, right now, it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, one seat majority. That particular seat that U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell Rivett, that seat she won represents Bay City. Meanwhile, the state Senate district includes not only Bay County, but Midland and Saginaw. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. If and when they eventually call this special election, if you look at those three counties, look at the results of Donald Trump's victory over Kamala Harris, November 5th, 2024, in that state Senate district. Midland, Bay, and Saginaw counties. McDonald Rivett won her seat to go to Congress, but Donald Trump kicked Kamala Harris's butt in those three counties. So what's that tell me? Bill G. Schuette, little Billy, Bill Jr., is going to run for that Senate seat. Midland County is where he lives. Very tight with Dow Chemical. Very tight with the Schuette machine. He's going to win that Senate seat. What does that do to the majority? It becomes gridlock. 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. How would they go forward the last year and a half, basically, of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship if that special election was called and Schuette, the Republican, won it? Well, bottom line, shared leadership in the Senate. Total gridlock. Who breaks a tie, folks, in the state Senate? In Lansing? The Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist. This is a perfect opportunity for him to show that he is his own man. That he wants that power. He wants that election held. He wants the people of the 35th State Senate District to have representation, and he may even want the Republicans to share in the majority so that he could break ties for the next year and a half. Governor Gretchen Whitmer comes back to the country. What did you do? Well, as acting governor, I called for the special election. Those people of the 35th Senate District deserve to have representation, and I did something about it. Oh boy, would she be mad. Well, come on, Garland. Show some spine. Show us that you are a true leader and not a puppet of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Be your own man. prove to us that you have the guts and the spine to be governor of the state of Michigan. You are right now for this week. Then do it. Well, we'll see. I highly doubt that he would go against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's position and call for this special election, even though it's the right thing to do. And if he doesn't do it, Republicans are going to hold him accountable next year's election. Absolutely going to do it. Well, here's the other problem with this. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said publicly she does not want to endorse any Democrat to replace her in next year's governor's election. Before the August 26th primary, not going to do it. Not going to endorse anybody. Well, if Garland Gilchrist was smart, he'd call this election, allow the Republicans to win it, and then negotiate a quid pro quo with the governor. If you want this gridlock to go away, you want me to break the ties on partisanship bills over the next year and a half, come out and endorse me to be the next governor for the Democrats. If not, well, then guess what? I may not break the ties in your favor. It's hardball politics. If I was his consultant, that's exactly what I'd be telling him to do. Let's see if he's got any spine. I doubt it, but we shall see. One other short story we're going to talk about here in the final segment. I think we got enough time to get it in the next segment. Michigan GOP. Michigan Republican Party. Well, they have a new chair. His name is State Senator Jim Runstead. He sent out an email trying to raise money. They're still paying off the debt from Pete Hoekstra's last chairmanship of the party from last year. Wait till you hear what he sent out and what one Democrat in the U.S. Senate race had to say about it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Under the new leadership of the chairmanship of Jim Runstad, Senator Runstad from White Lake, on behalf of the Michigan Republican Party, they attempted to raise money off of U.S. Senate candidate, Democrat, State Representative Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak. In the email, the pitch says, fighting for illegal immigrants, not Michiganders. When talking about citing a book signing event she held in Pennsylvania on her vote in favor of the Senate Democrats' budget plan. In the email pitch, Chairman Runstad references the fiscal year 2026 budget bill, which McMorrow supported, that alleges it uses, quote, your tax dollars to support housing and services for people in this country illegally, end quote. He then referenced a Breitbart report about her book signing she did in Dolestown, Pennsylvania. What? What is she doing at a book signing in Pennsylvania when she's running for U.S. Senate here in Michigan? On top of it, the proceeds from that book signing went to support immigrant rights action. Runstad argued that this money, this group, calls ICE raids a direct attack on our communities and teaches illegal immigrants how to avoid law enforcement. The Michigan Republican Party chairman says immigrant rights action encourages undocumented migrants not to open the door when ICE knocks, but instead to ask to see their warrant. They also support driver's licenses for undocumented migrants. Well, in the statement, Runstad goes on to say, the Michigan Republican Party will always put Michigan families and American citizens first. It's time we hold radical Democrats like McMorrow accountable. In a request for a comment from MERS, McMorrow referenced a 2018 Detroit Free Press opinion piece where it was titled, Sexism is Not Dead in the 2018 Midterm Elections. Okay, so she's going to play the sex card? Really? Jim Runstad sent out this email seeking donations to the Michigan Republican Party, specifically pointing to her radicalness on these votes, on these bills, on her doing a book signing for a group in Pennsylvania that encourages undocumented migrants not to open the door when ICE knocks, but to ask to see a search warrant. She's going to point to the fact that she's a woman. She's going to play the sex card. Well, an article featuring the Michigan GOP campaign mailer featured a photo of presumably taken from her social media page, surrounded by imagery of fabric and a curling iron. The mailer reads, Mallory McMorrow wants to bring her California ideals to Michigan. Well, during that 2018 mailer, McMorrow ended up winning the 13th district seat against the Republican incumbent Marty Nolenberg. Making quote of the day, she said, thanks again to the state GOP for boosting my name recognition. When they do that, I tend to win elections. Okay, Mallory, I got to tell you, you're not going to win the primary for U.S. Senator. You're a state representative in Lansing. It's not your time. You're not in the right league to run for this seat. If the Democrat Party was smart, they would ask you to drop out, but they're not. I'm willing to bet Haley Stevens, Congresswoman from Washington, she's probably going to be the one to win the nomination. Actually, I'm pretty excited about it. Because I believe whichever Republican ends up winning the nomination for Senate is going to absolutely be able to destroy her in a debate. I believe Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, will continue doing good things for the people of Michigan over the next year, couple of months. August primary, it's going to be a red wave to get the right candidates nominated and then go on to absolutely continue the red wave in November 2026 election. If they play their cards right, if they do the right things, we could end up with the right Republican governor and take back the Senate majority in the House, Senate, as well as a new U.S. Senator. All Republican next year. I think midterm elections history, throw it right out the window. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology